10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now, thanks to Brian Bulaga. We got to play a little bit of catch-up when we spend that much time with Brian, but it is always, always, always worth it. So let's do this briefly. Tausch, we have the final results of yesterday's poll, and even without the blue check mark, this poll still received 1,507 votes.
Wow.
I don't get the numbers that I used to. Despite your
Thanks,
generous
Elon.
Offer, I'm going to keep fighting the good fight. But this poll got a lot of votes. Today's Wilde and Tauscher, or yesterday's, correctly stated now, from the mind of Mark Tauscher. If the Packers are not going to be the NFC's representative in Super Bowl 59, which of these teams would you prefer to see win the NFC? You have not looked at the results. You know what they were trending at.
I feel like the West champion is who was leading late when we
finished the potato
show
corridor. Potatoes are voting. Potatoes are voting. Did indeed lead the NFC West champs, which was the answer that to me made the most sense, even with the history with Seattle or San Francisco. 35.2%.
Depends what era of Packer fan.
Yeah.
I think younger Packer fans would vote the West, and I think some of us older folks that have been around Philly, we probably would go the other way, but I get it.
Yeah. Second, were the Detroit Lions. So there is still 1 in every three people who voted, despite them being a little bit douchey, would still be rooting for them.
And it irritates a lot of folks on X. There's a lot of folks that are saying, how can this many Packer fans feel that way?
Well,
and that's why I thought this was an intriguing question, because I sensed that was the case. And I wonder if we end up meeting in an NFC championship or a divisional and Detroit beats us again. I think that poll is going to, because we're getting fed up. We're getting sick of getting beat by these guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot because we have such a good bank of, boy, they stink. They haven't beaten us at Lambeau in 35 years. And all the stuff that I can remember, all of it while I was playing, that was the conversation. Oh, they're 0-16. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, at least for now, those days are over. And I think it might take another one before that 33 goes down. We're never going to get to, unless it's a 10-year run, the Minnesota Vikings and Bears hatred. Like, I think there's just too much other stuff built up. Mm-hmm. For a vast majority of our fans, but younger fans, they're looking at this and saying Detroit is our rival right now because of how they're playing.
The Philadelphia Eagles then were third at 28.3%, and the Minnesota Vikings bringing up the rear at 2.9% of the votes. So
I'm
what?
Still shocked
what
that
I don't and I know you
2.9%.
Are. It was an outstanding question, and we got calls. It was great. The one part that I'm fascinated by is that the Lions are the team that's really sticking it to the Packers right now, and yet they got 31% more people voting for them than the Vikings. And is that I'm a little surprised, because that tells you that at least some Packers fans either really like Dan Campbell or really like the storyline, like I would, of, hey, the Detroit Lions getting to their first Super Bowl ever in team history, which seems kind of cutesy and all, but when you got Kirby Joseph trying to take out people's knees, I'm a little surprised the Packers fans are as supportive of them as they are.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys on this subject.
Ahead.
Do you guys feel it's similar? I know it may not be quite apples to apples, but it's similar to the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series in 2016, the whole lovable losers thing. Because I know my dad was a diehard Brewers fan his entire life, didn't like the Cubs, but he was very happy to see the Chicago Cubs, because he knows a lot of Cubs fans, he has family that are Cubs fans, finally get that World Series. So
let me ask you this follow-up then, Riley, because this is what we discussed with old T, who was just like your dad in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
How
cute.
Old is your dad? Could I be Riley's dad? How old is your dad?
My dad is 50 years old. He turned 50 in March.
It's crazy. Happy birthday, Mr. Youngster.
who is 2 years younger than me.
Look out.
Hell! Did he regret that subsequently? Because Tausch, as he later learned, as Cubs fans became increasingly insufferable, he then regretted rooting for them to win the World Series and end the drought.
No, he did not, but that's also because some of his older family members who went their entire lives without seeing a Cubs World Series got to see that, and he was just happy for them.
And then they died.
So, yeah, exactly. So, anyways, he does not regret it, but... obviously, he has a little stronger ties than maybe the common Brewers fan did to the Cubs.
All right. We need to get caught up on the clock, so I want to tell you the time is running out. This is your last chance to enter the ESPN Wisconsin Racine Danish Kringle Jingle for Your Kringle contest here on Wilde and Tausch. All you have to do is submit your own original jingle to celebrate the holidays and Racine Danish Kringle. Submit it to ESPNWisconsinContest.com. Then we'll pick the most creative songs, and our grand prize winner will win Kringle for a year. Only requirement is within your jingle, you have to include Racine Danish Kringle. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition. If you don't want to sing, but you still want to celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle, all you got to do is call 800-4-DANISH or go to kringle.com and check out all their great flavors, including the all-new Eggnog Holiday Kringle. That's ESPNWisconsinContest.com to enter. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around. Angels, we all right, I want to get to Homer coming up next, and I want to ask him this question as well. So, Tausch, you gave me some grief, and rightfully so, because I think they went on a four-game winning streak after I said it. But then you watched them, and you said the same thing. Yeah, you were right. They stink. About the Arizona Cardinals. I feel like there was a time this year where I and others felt that way about the Seattle Seahawks, who had lost four in a row themselves. So after the conversation with Blue and the fact that this is a tough place to play, we know that, and it's going to be loud and everything else, and on top of that, the fact that the Seahawks have now won four games in a row, is this a game that is giving you any nervousness at all or not particularly? You feel like the Packers go in there and win. They're, I think, 3.5-point favorites at last check on the road in Seattle.
Yeah, I think they should win. I'm not going to be surprised if they don't, just because I do think that playing in that environment and where we're at, this to me is going to be more of a game about where we're at defensively, because Seattle's got a good running game. You know, Geno's Geno. They got some wideouts. I'll be nervous if we give up 30-plus again, because this isn't Detroit, man. Mm-hmm. This is Seattle. And I think offensively, I feel good about this team. I think we will find our stride. I think Jordan being healthy with a healthy Josh Jacobs in this O-line and Kraft, and, you know, we'll figure out the read piece and Dobbs will be back. I think offensively we can roll with anybody. I do wonder if people haven't kind of figured out what we do defensively, and it doesn't feel like there, and especially in these second halves of games, it doesn't feel like there's a ton of resistance from really good offenses. I want to find out if this defense can make some plays. Geno Smith turns the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw in the beginning of the year that we haven't really seen consistently. So that's where my concern level is. But if I'm just being honest with you, I emptied my bucket on Thursday too. And the fact that we're not going to be a one seed and we're not winning the division, I'm not that concerned. 5-6. I don't want to be the 7, and I don't think we will be, because I think we're going to have at least two more wins and probably three moving forward, whether it's going to be Seattle or Minnesota. I just don't think now that we didn't get it done in Detroit, we're going to be road warriors this whole way. We're not going to have that opportunity to get into those top, you know, into that one or two seed or three, so whatever it was going to end up shaking out. So, not that the regular season, not like it's college basketball or the NBA where it's, all right, wake me when we get to the playoffs. That's not how I feel. But I'm closer to feeling that way than I did last week because of how that game shook out.
We'll ask Homer that same question. He's scheduled to appear next after Tausch tells us about what American Family Insurance has going on right now.
Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Well, next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Whatever you do, make sure do it right. You know what that music means? Whatever you do, make sure. Duke Tomato and the All-Star Frogs. It means it's time to talk to the All-Star Uncle Homer. You hear him every weekday on the brief but brilliant 1 hour, the Homer Hour.
Is that down to 15 minutes yet, or is it still, it's still an hour?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, whenever I'm on with either John Anderson or Brian Bulaga, John Anderson on Tuesdays, Blue on Thursdays, he just pawns off the interview on them anyway. So he definitely
isn't
talking.
He doesn't even do any work anymore?
He just sort of sits. Then he'll realize that maybe he should contribute somehow. So then he chimes in, which I want him to chime in. You can also hear him. Big chimer. Yeah. You also hear him on the Marquette Men's Basketball Radio Network, and he called the Golden Eagles win over the Badgers. But we won't talk about that because he doesn't think we should talk about Marquette basketball when he's on. And, of course, you can also hear him and Tom Pippins talking about the love of the Lord on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, because I think this could possibly be the most historic appearance ever on your show. This one could last forever because of the greatness of Tauscher's idea, which I believe, except that they haven't done it yet. We're talking about the incredibly joke of a tournament the NBA has right now that no one cares about, but they're all forced to lie that they care, because otherwise they'll get beaten up, and they have not been able to figure out what to do. For people who don't understand, if you win the tournament now, it's kind of like when you go to an event and you win the flowers in the middle of your table. It's something that's so insignificant, but people are, they still do it, and then they put a number under your chair. Half the people don't even look because they don't really want it. But the people think they're being nice by giving you the flower or the floral arrangement. That is what the NBA has done. And Tausch came up with the answer as to what should be done. You get a draft choice. Now, here's the key.
Yeah.
All we have to do is decide the draft choice. It has to be a first-round pick, but it can't be a part of the lottery. So you add an extra pick. After the lottery pick, the next selection goes to the team that won the formerly floral arrangement tournament. And it is brilliant, because teams would be willing to work at winning that tournament for that. What would that be? The 15th,
like the 15th-ish pick?
15th, 16th pick. Yeah, I said 31, but I like this idea even better. I like the amended
key,
version.
The key is, this already exists where they have supplemental picks in the baseball draft. But no one cares about the baseball draft. But anyway, so it's already been done where you give teams certain picks. This is, and it should be a Tausch. I don't know. You have to pick the name of it. I take a little credit for picking the number, but that's nothing compared to the idea. Teams would want to win, especially if you're a good team. Why? Because you don't get to pick that early. Oh, baby, this is good. I think I might just hang up. There's nothing that can be as good. Now, this is generally not bigger than
Wait a minute. You went from saying this was going to be the most historic and you could talk forever to then saying it's such a good idea you're going to hang up now?
Well, because there's nothing more to be said. It's Tauscher's idea. He gets to do it. And nothing else said is going to be appreciated as much as people going, wow, Tausch nailed it. Like, try to come up with a topic that's as good AZ, as an historic change. And realize how great this is, because, again, you're turning the flower, the floral arrangement into like $1,000. Say that at that event they had something where they gave $1,000 away, everybody would stick around. We've turned a floral arrangement into $1,000. House, I'm honored to know you.
I totally agree with praise for Tausch. I would like to give you the credit both for a great analogy. The floral arrangement analogy is a really good analogy. And putting it at the end after the lottery picks have been made,
I like that
too.
Yep.
So you guys have worked together to fix the tournament.
You just spurred me on to tweet that. That's how excited I am now.
That doesn't happen very often.
So here's the deal. I don't get a ton of positive reaffirmment on this show, and you just did. And I could not be happier about that. So thank you, Homer, for doing that for me.
Well, I'm happy for you, but I can't disagree. In general, you may not be deserving of it. I'm not going to be they're mean to you, because they're not mean to you. But here's what you do. This is what everybody likes. You have the willingness to throw something out. And I think in some cases, you know it sucks. But you still, you're just curious. So, like, you throw that out. And, so the beef, or if you have any beef that they're mean to you, that you know that's crap. They're not mean to you.
Yeah, we praise them all. We tell how great he is.
I wouldn't go that far, but they're definitely not mean. I mean, you don't praise him all the time.
No, that's true.
He's very hard on me.
Yes,
he's sometimes very mean to me.
Very critical.
A little bit, but you bring some of it on. So anyway, but it's all this is just.
I agree.
This is just we're fiddling and diddling, as Johnny Mo said, because the greatness is already done. But I'll stick on because Jason will find something wrong with if I leave or whatever.
Yeah, I will.
You find something wrong.
I will. It yeah, that's what I do.
You have that ability. I'd love to have discussions with your daughters at a little later age, just in private.
Mm, okay.
To see if my analogy is right. I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it's not.
Positive, but you always have the ability to find something wrong. Like you're beating up on Brett Favre. Why?
Why not?
Because, look, we all know this is all about Gastineau has issues. Okay? So just let him. He's happier to be mad than anything else. So just let him. Oh yeah, you're right, Mark. You probably should have it. Okay, whatever. I don't know. The dude's got. Well, I mean, I guess Favre has issues too. Who's got more issues? That's a great question. I think Gastineau has more issues than Favre. But that's
you
a great.
You should pull that on your show.
Sounds like a great poll question. Discount Liquor, thrilled to be part of it.
Yeah, not as good as what we changing the NBA. The hope is that I can't see how they haven't seen this yet.
I hope I get this. I put this to get it to Ernie and to Kenny and to the other boys. I'm hoping they run with this,
Chuck.
For as much as I love the NBA. I love NBA playoff basketball. I like the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously. I don't know if I got the clout. I still think my other idea is even better, which is, ironically, everybody's complaining about Oregon getting a bad draw in the college football playoff. There should be, after the game's finished, I think they play next weekend. After the game's finished, they should do just like they do with a selection show. They should have Dan Lanning get up there and say, well, all right, these are the four teams you get to pick from. Up, we're taking so-and-so. They're coming to Oregon next week. All right, well, then the number two seed. Well, we're taking Texas. They're coming. It would do monster numbers and all that, and I eventually think Kirk Herbstreit and the boys will get that figured out and plow that through too.
All right, here's the problem. They don't want to be first. You've got to find a league, and you've got to find somewhere where they do this and they realize that it's not as big an issue of, creating all this bad blood or things like that. That it's just kind of part of the whole tournament process. You got to find some minor league in baseball or maybe lacrosse or field hockey, some league that does this. And when they see that it works, then they'll pop you, just like they did on the kickoff. So it should be done because it adds and recognizes the entertainment value. But you can't. There's no way anybody's going to be first.
So all right, Homer. It has to be from the big leagues. I think all that other stuff, and we'll keep working at that. I think they're going to figure it out. Yeah, no. They're not going to give automatic buys to the winners. It's going to be more SEC, Big Ten dominated down the road.
As far as the college football, they're just going to change it. If you win, it gets you in, but does not give you a buy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Boise State would be like a 10 seed.
But
so I agree with that.
What you're suggesting is even bigger because it would be a part
fun.
Of all sports.
Entertaining. Oh, yeah. It'd be perfect.
People mad. People are happy.
Yep.
They'd
get all irritated. I don't know if I can say the P word, so I'm going to say irritated.
25 years later, they'd be saying, yeah, but you wouldn't go against us in the 79 World Series. They're going, yes, mm-hmm. It would live forever, which, of course, creates even more juice. Yeah.
The lower league of MLS.
My favorite homer. Homer has been great today.
Yeah, but he's wrong about he's had a very good segment. Corrections.
Not one day when you say that. I mean, come on.
Well, today's that day, my friend.
That's like you telling a girl she's the prettiest one in the world, and you go, and she goes, you know, I kind of like you today. Oh, really? Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Two things.
That's
one
analogy that I was looking for.
You were doing pretty well up until that point. You should
have
hung up. Upon further review, you should have hung up when you considered it. Two things.
Nice.
One.
Bye.
No, don't do that.
I think he just hung up.
I think he did.
He just hung up.
Okay.
You asked for it. I wanted to get his take because the Badgers lose. I didn't see any of it because it's on Peacock. But they got beat again, and I wanted to get him because Twitter this morning is very low on our big boys. And we must have been dominated in the paint. Again, I didn't watch because I was not I don't have Peacock, but not great, Bob. Three in a row, and we're all excited about it's becoming a trend. We are great in those holiday tournaments, man. I'm telling you, we are great. Then we have lulls. We celebrate those championships. Maybe we have a championship hangover in December.
Could be. First of all, a league of some prominence, not one of the big four, but of some prominence, has done the choose-your-own playoff opponent. The MLS Next League, which is the lower level of MLS, did it last year.
That's soccer, right?
That is soccer, yes. Okay. And Sporting Kansas City 2... So their minor league affiliate made the choice to select the best team, the second best team in the league, as their first playoff opponent. With the head coach saying, and I quote, "Scared money don't make money."
That team was
Austin FC, which then went on to win and knock them out of the playoffs.
That's the beauty of it.
It's getting closer because that's at least a minor affiliate of a significant league. Also, we can agree that I'm not being mean to Brett Favre. Like, he deserves to be called out for his revisionist history, right?
Yeah, you do you, man. Love it.
Okay, all right.
Love when you're shooting from your hip.
Not as much as you love and not as much as I love. After Paula at Johnson & Sons Paving is tracking down Sydney's adult small orange hoodie, the friends of ours at Johnson & Sons Paving.
And it's cold out, but spring's going to be here before you know it. And Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. Potholes and cracked curbs and drainage issues. Well, if those things are bad now, they're only going to get worse. Call Johnson & Sons Paving. Get it fixed. Schedule a free no obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting that fatigue cracking and standing water and warping and buckling and sinking pavement. All of it. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonSonsPaving.com.
I don't know why he hung up, by the way.
Because you asked him to.
I didn't.
And he's got an ego.
He does.
But you did.
That he does.
And you reminded him that he said he was going to hang up. And I think at some point he's like, all right, they keep asking, I'm going to do it. And that's how this whole dance went, which is all right.
It's quite the dance.
Gets us back on the clock.
It does, and we'll take advantage of that by then blowing through the start of the 11 o'clock hour. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch. So the law of unintended consequences. You're familiar with that, right?
Maybe.
The law of unintended consequences is the idea that people's actions often have unanticipated effects. These effects can be beneficial, harmful, or neutral, and may or may not be immediately observable. So Tausch decides to ask Grok about the Packers, about Wildy and Tausch.
Yep.
I don't think his intended consequence was for our friend Brandon in Tulsa in turn to ask Grok if Mark Tauscher is a homer.
Oh, boy.
But that's what Brandon did. Brandon, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Brando.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope you all are doing well. Hope you had a good holiday. Just staying busy. Peak season for the railroad. So we got a bunch of freight to move. And Tausch, real quick, those drones in New Jersey you were talking about, did you know that they once had an idea, and it might still be something that Amazon's thinking about? They want drones following my train, taking the contents out of the shipping container as I go down the rail through towns and delivering them to people's homes from there. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Is that what's happening?
No. No, that's an idea they had. These drone deliveries that are getting more and more common. It's something they told us about and I've been looking for, but I think it's a bunch of nonsense. But, yeah, the drone thing is kind of fascinating. But that's not why I called in this morning. I was listening to your show on Monday when you guys were arguing about the Vikings, and people were basically saying, you know, of course Tausch doesn't think the Vikings are any good because he's biased towards the Packers, and then the word homer got thrown around, and it seems like it won't go away. I think Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, they brought up again who are the biggest, you know, Packer fans working for the network, and you were easily in the top three. I mean, just not even close. So when you brought up the ChatGPT Grok thing, I was really enjoying that part of it, but I said, let's ask ChatGPT if Mark Tauscher is a homer just to settle this ridiculous debate.
The
I don't
train
know why you
stopped.
Care. Like, who cares if they call you a homer, right? So,
exactly.
Yep, train will stop. So I put in, is Mark Tauscher a Green Bay Packers homer? And this is the answer it gave me, if you're ready. All right. Yep. Yes, Mark Tauscher is often considered a homer when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, meaning he tends to show strong loyalty to the team in his commentary and analysis. As a former Packers player who spent his entire 12-year NFL career with the team, his connection to Green Bay runs deep. After retiring, Tauscher became a prominent figure in Packers media, frequently providing analysis and opinions on local radio and TV networks that cover the team. This background naturally leads some to view his commentary as biased or overly favorable towards the Packers. However, it's worth noting that his deep knowledge of the game and experience as a player lend his analysis a level of expertise, even if his Packers loyalty might sometimes influence his views. Fans of other teams might see his perspective as overly optimistic or slanted, but it is consistent with his personal history and professional ties to the franchise.
Are you sure that's ChatGPT and that's not Wildy GPT?
You're a homer. Hey, you know what, Tausch? Everyone here knows you know what you're talking about, okay? No one thinks that when you show that green and gold love, that you don't know what you're talking about. I would lean into it, man. Like, you sweated and bled on that field for this franchise. So
they have a lot of ligaments.
Taking them to go 17-0
a lot of ligaments
year,
out there.
That doesn't take away. that doesn't take away from you knowing what you're talking about, man. So just lean into it, brother.
Well, Brandon, thanks for the call and thanks for doing that. I have not said that I don't look through the Packers lens. For sure I do. But I didn't say they'd win a Super Bowl last year. I didn't pick them to win a Super Bowl this year. I said that they have an opportunity to, and they do. So, yes, I think I was very critical of that start last year, of how everything played itself out. But the bottom line is, man, I don't want to even pat myself on the back. I've been right a heck of a lot more than I've been wrong. Those are just the facts. I'm not always right. But I've been right a heck of a lot more than a lot of people have been. So for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and everybody else, Homer, they've been wrong a lot. Gabe has been wrong a lot when it comes to some of his picking of what's going on. So I'm not going to start a fight because I'm not interested in that. I am a little bit of a homer. I'll admit that, but not to the degree of where a lot of people are trying to pigeonhole me, and that's where I push back.
Yeah, so are we all under the interpretation that homer is a negative term? Because I don't think homer necessarily is negative.
It's got a negative connotation.
I think it does. It's a negative term.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Also, I may have to revise my position on AI because I've been impressed with that answer right there.
That was my point. Why I brought that up.
I thought that was a very fair robotic critique of you.
Yeah.
I think it highlighted your expertise. I thought it was actually quite good. I have to admit that.
Yeah. AI I don't know if they can ever bring the personality that you need. I don't think you can just spit out robotic things. I think you have to have some emotion and some feel. And I don't know if that is where AI is. Maybe, I'm sure it is, but I don't know that.
I guess my only remaining question about AI, so we can stop, is given some of your rocky selections on Prize Picks, have you considered asking Grok which Prize Picks you should play this week? And would you listen to Grok and make those
picks?
That's
a great question. I'm going to need to delve into that deeper, but what I don't need to delve into is playing Prize Picks. It's fun. It is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. And Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. And it's simple. Pick more or less on at least two players. And you know what? Because it's Christmas and Picksmas, not the other one, it was 100 times your cash. Then we got up to 200 times. It's getting to be closer to Christmas. So you know what my friends at Prize Picks said? Let's give people a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. Yeah, I had a look at this like 5 or 6 times. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. It's the best way, again, to get in on that sports action. Over 30 states, the best place to get it. Join now because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away 2 free picks in December, and they're giving away $30-plus million in rewards during Merry Picksmas season. Download the app today. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's right. Download the app. Use the code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. The 11 o'clock hour, and I just got a text from Josh in Heartland. We have the German version of Wilde and Tausch and the graphics to boot.
Oh, and I'll say this, so I can't wait for Josh. I also, Homer, whatever you want to call it, there's just something that my boy Dove Kleiman put out that Amon St. Brown just put out, and will validate my thoughts. We'll do both, and we'll do it in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.